Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about too much computer work. Boy, am I going to be brutally honest in this show, Jill.
Like you hold back? I've never heard you hold back. Oh, bring it. Let's see what's different.
You know, they don't let me swear in the show. No,
yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Rick asks, I'm working on buying an Arizona property. I'm buying low, and I prefer to keep that exact value off the public records if possible. I figure whoever buys it from me will take a look at the records. My questions are, one, do I need to write the actual value paid on the warranty deed? And two, do I need to write the actual value paid on the affidavit of property value?
Go ahead, Jill.
Okay.
You're an expert at this.
I am an expert on this. Okay. So number one, Rick, no. On the warranty deed, you do not put the value. You never put the value
never.
On the deed, ever,
no
ever.
No circumstance.
It'll say a flat like $10 or from good and valuable consideration, something like that. Copy the verbiage on the vesting deed, the deed just before this one. I'm sure it has something like that, and that's what you want to do. You never put the exact amount on there. Now, number two, the actual value paid on the affidavit of property value, that's where you put the value, and the answer is yes. And then you don't put in the doc prep fees. You'd really just put what you paid for the property, and because you want it to be assessed at that rate, you want to keep the taxes down, which is really what they're going to look at, and that's why. So, and then the bigger picture is the guy who's buying it from you. If he goes and looks it up, if he even knows how to, A, I'd be shocked.
Me too.
And B, I don't really care.
That's the big picture point here.
I mean, when was the last time, Rick, that you were looking to buy a car and you went to look up what the dealer paid before you bought it? Did that really make a difference?
My answer,
guess is probably no.
You bought the car because you love it.
Exactly.
You need it.
Mm-hmm. Or you need it. We don't usually go, and by the way, if you do go to that dealer and you say, hey, I know you paid $2,000 less, so I'm only going to give you this much money, they're going to say, have a nice day.
There's a deal. That's exactly
it's
what
not going to work. So, you know, that's the thing. And so when you're going to sell your property, it's just not discussed. So it really isn't. This is what the price is. And the way we do it, is sure, I bought mine really, really low, but I'm still selling it undervalued low. So my buyer does feel good about it no matter what. Now, if I was selling it way, way marked up more than what everybody else is paying, then I better have something to show for that, you know, kind of thing. Or my buyer's crazy. I don't know. But that's not how we roll anyway. So I'm buying something, you know, half or less than half of what I think market value is. I'm marking it up a bit, and they're still getting it less than market value. So everybody's winning. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so here's the background on this.
Thank you for letting me go.
There's exactly two places on a deed / affidavit, regardless of any state that you're in, that involve numbers. Number one is the good and valuable consideration on the document itself. All that's saying is, I'm not giving it away. I'm deeding a property to somebody for consideration or value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because love is honestly an acceptable form of valuable consideration.
I like that.
So honestly, it's true. So, and then the second place is the affidavit, regardless of which state you're in. It's called all kinds of different stuff all over the country. It asks you how much you purchased for the property for, or sold it for, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's financed or it's an unrelated trip. But anyway, there's the two math places. So what ends up happening is you send that thing into a recorder. The recorder sighs and tears apart the staple, because you stapled it together incorrectly, and tears it apart and sends one to the assessor, the affidavit, which makes his job way easier, because mm-hmm. now he knows that your taxes are going to go up or down based on that price, and the deed gets recorded. So please keep this in mind. These two agreements or documents are a contract. Mm-hmm. Who makes contracts? Lawyers. Who knows less about math than anybody on the planet? Lawyers and politicians. So they just, it's an incidental thing. So do you, are you going to go to prison if you fill that out incorrectly? No. Just the way, same way you don't get in a lot of trouble if you're driving in a, you know, 60 mile an hour zone and you're driving 75. Can you get a ticket and some, get in some trouble? Yeah. So it's up to you. Ethically, we never waver. We pay the actual value every single time. Mm-hmm. So just bear that. There's some background on the whole thing. And just, I think it's a good idea right from the beginning to just tell the truth about everything.
That's the thing. You don't want to go down that path. It doesn't make sense. You don't need to.
No one's going to look it up, like Jill said. And the variance in taxes is so small, it's silly. If it's a skyscraper, it's a different story.
So they don't care.
I would really get a reputation with the county and everyone else for really just being a straight shooter and all this stuff.
Right. You know, and if I'm ever selling, the only time that someone might ever look as if I'm selling to another wholesaler, and even so, I'm selling it so fast, it's not even recorded. They can't even figure out what I paid for it yet, because it all happened so fast.
None of this matters, because you're buying assets so cheap. If you're a part of our group, or even if you're not, your whole goal of this, I can summarize our whole business model: buy low, sell high. If you bought it so low and you're selling it for so low that everybody stops asking questions.
Exactly.
What they ask is, who should I make the checkout to? That's really the question you're going to answer. And how fast would you like it, or where would you like it?
Right. There you go.
If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, Jill loves it. In the pre-show, she just loves it. I am going to be honest, just ridiculously, brutally honest about this.
Got it.
Today's topic, too much computer work. This is the meat of the show.
What do I? You want me to go, and then you're going to bring it?
Yep.
All right.
Do.
So we didn't talk a little bit about what direction we were on this. So here's my thoughts on this. Don't get sidetracked. Yes, what we do, this is primarily what we do, but you want to be focused. So get a criteria, get a system, know what you're going to be doing every day, and set aside some quality time to do whatever you're working on. Maybe you're researching a county, maybe you're buying a property, maybe you're, this week it's all about marketing, maybe it's about, you know, selling and deeding, whatever it is. Be strict. Stick with an asset type too, especially when you're new and you're starting out. Make your life easier, you know, focus on one thing and get real good at it. And then my final point is, use your resources. Like, we have Parcel Effect coming up, taking all your engineering off your plate. You know, there's a lot of things out there to help you, so you're not, you know, overworked.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you.
I started this company in the late 90s and made a lot of mistakes in the first 4 years, five years. Around 2004, I really wised up. And here's what happened. I stopped going to look at property. I stopped making outbound phone calls. I stopped going to land auctions. I stopped bidding on property on computer internet auctions, like on Bid for Assets. And what did I do that really sent this thing to the moon financially? I got on a computer and never got off. We are in the computer business. It's whether it's data or anything else. I'm 10 hours a day, when we're not doing this show, I'm on a computer. Mm-hmm. That's the truth about this. If you love real estate and you love going to look at it, and you bought a drone already, mm-hmm. and you've got a big set of tools and stuff because you like fixing houses, this is not for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real straight about it. Mm-hmm. This is 8 to 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, on a computer, mm-hmm. in spreadsheets, doing all kinds of calculations on whatever makes sense to you. You're hiring out all that other stuff, and you're receiving the data that they send to you. Even the drone guys that send videos and stuff, mm-hmm. you learn how to use Photoshop, you learn how to use the Adobe products. It's a tremendous amount of computer time.
If you're new, don't be afraid. Don't be thinking that you have to do your eight-hour job, and then you have to do this 8 hours, though. So you can just buy a few properties and, you know, a week or a month or something, and then just use your time wisely. When you say, for us, Jack, because we're full-time, you know, we're 8-10 hours a day doing this. What if I have a full-time job? I might be 8-10 hours a week doing this.
We both started, I mean, when both of us at different times, mm-hmm. had full-time jobs when we started this. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying, all I'm saying is I made a lot of mistakes and wasted a lot of time in the car and looking at the assets and going to auctions and not leveraging what I really know about, which is computers and data. You know, our whole concept, I've said it a million times, send a million letters out, send a million offers out, see which ones come back to you and close the deals. Exactly. That doesn't take a long time.
Right.
At all.
Yeah,
so Jill's right, but the 8 hours a week that you do instead of 8 hours a day like us is on the computer.
It's true.
We're both on a computer.
That's very true. Well, let me back. Can I
too
say
too much computer work? There's no such thing. That's my whole point here. And if you're afraid of the computer, maybe you're a certain age and you just, man, never took a typing class, or you're going to rely on your wife to do all the computer work and you're going to do the real estate work, I really think you should find something else to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me back. I have a positive too about it, because it's so computer heavy.
You have a positive to offset all my negatives?
Totally. Because I
that's
always
our life.
Do.
That's our whole
exactly.
life. Oh, God, who's that guy?
Exactly.
I'm not going to talk to her. I'm going to go talk to her.
That's why. Well, here's the positive. I could pick up my computer and I could take it anywhere.
Yep.
That's another beautiful thing.
I agree.
I don't have to be here and babysit this property. I don't have to show up and open the door and unlock something or show people around and make sure the drapes are going to stay, you know, whatever it is. It's nice.
So
I can pick up my computer and be on an island.
At this point, at this level in our careers, Jill and I, so once in a while stuff gets to our desk, like a buyer wants. They just want to talk to us, especially because we have this silly show. And about once a month, somebody gets a call. Jill gets a call from somebody who wants her to show him property.
Oh, yeah.
And her standard answer is, well, I'll just leave the key under the mat. Here's the GPS coordinate.
Exactly.
Make sure you have a four-wheel drive and the key will be under the mat.
Exactly. It's the funniest thing. People say, are you going to meet me there and show me around? I'm like, what's the show around?
I'm going to drive 4 hours out there, 4 hours back.
Sure.
For a $5,000 asset.
Yeah. Just to stand there with you and look at it. It's the funniest thing.
Yep. Pretty much looks like the last 400 miles.
Yep. Oh, thank you.
My whole point is, and please don't take this lightly, if anybody who's in this business and who's good at it sits in an office somewhere, usually with the blinds drawn on a computer until they can't stand the smell of themselves and they have to go take a shower.
Yep. And their family wonders who that guy is.
Yeah. They still do that. I mean, you know this.
Yep.
To this day, I'll get so hungry that I just forget to eat, forget to do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've both done that. Yeah. I know what you... I get up... There's days I've got up and I've jumped on my computer and I'm still in like... I'm in my robe, my and with my coffee. And I look up and I'm like, it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah. In a good way.
And it is, because I'm having a good time. It's fun. I'm like, oh my gosh, look what I found. I think we can do this. And then, yep, there goes 4 hours.
The more progressive that computers get, the more stuff you can do, the easier our lives become.
Uh-huh.
The more fun this is, I think.
It's true. I agree.
There's some people that are just like, oh, not this new thing. I got to learn this thing, new thing again. That's not good.
It gets better and better every day.
Yeah. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. And I'll make it positive. That's me.
Can you imagine if I just sit here like Ferris Bueller's history teacher?
Right.
And
this is the bad
that's
thing.
That's what the show would be
this
like
is
if
another
you were
bad thing. Yeah. This is another bad thing.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I love when you get up and just start working and it's just a mess. I really do.
Do you really?
That's how you know you like somebody.
Oh, good. Sometimes I think like you're frustrated with me because you walk in, you're like, what? The bed's not made. What happened? And I'm like, I just started working.
Frustrated.
Okay, good.
I'm Italian.
Okay, thank you.
I'm frustrated about everything.
Ah. Oh. That's,
it's an endearing. It's endearing.
Oh, that's it. So it's not just me. It's just life.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.